Hi, it's John Cronshaw here with my author diary for the week ending March the 3rd, 2024. I've had a busy week, been working on a couple of projects. So been working on The Wolf and the Wyvern, which is Ravenglass Legends book 2, redrafting Maya's arc for that, so the second POV. Did another two chapters of that. Also wrote, I think it was 3 episodes of Punks versus Zombies. I've been really into that one this week. So it's just been getting those done, getting those finished and sorted. So yeah, busy work, busy, busy. In terms of reading, I am currently reading a book called The Book of Yokai, which is all about kind of Japanese folklore, spirits, that kind of thing. It's really interesting. It's kind of like, I suppose it's one of those books where it is kind of academic, but it's written in such a way that it is appealing to a wider audience. But yeah, it's really interesting anyway. Just because you know, it's different kind of cultural types of monsters and creatures and spirits and things like that. Now there does seem to be a bit of crossover with some kind of Welsh and Irish kind of legends. I think they're kind of the nearest thing. So yeah, interesting stuff anyway. Also finished Yellowface by Rebecca Kwong. Last week I mentioned that, you know, I wasn't sure about this book. I came away with it really enjoying it. I thought it was a really good satire. I think that who's it a satire on is still up in the air, but I just think it's a satire on the whole kind of publishing thing. I think it really does a good job at poking at the kind of toxic online community around publishing. I think that is probably the most cutting satire on there. Just the kind of, what would you call it, like the bandwagon jumping, cancellation kind of stuff. Yeah, fascinating. I don't think it was revolutionary in terms of the plot itself, but I think as social commentary, as satire, really good. But again, I am not sure who the broader audience is for this book, because it is very much in the weeds of writing and publishing. Bit kind of, yeah, I don't know, like it's such a weird book because it does feel like a satire on literary fiction as well, because it's got a lot in there, like a lot of the cliches that you get in some literary fiction where the writer is the main character, and there's stuff about writer's block and the creative process and stuff like that. And it's such a cliche, and it's like those tropes of literary fiction are employed, but for satirical reasons. So yeah, it worked really well anyway. I enjoyed it. I think the main character is very obnoxious. And I think that this just, I think it just raises a lot of questions. It's one of those books that kind of like sticks in your head and makes you think, which is always good. So yeah, next week then I'm going to just keep going on with Punks versus Zombies. I feel like I'm probably approaching, well, at least, don't know, final third maybe of the story. Not sure. The way I'm doing it is a trip across America. So they're, what is it, started off in Berkeley, California, and so they've been going across the country. They have just passed the Rockies in the journey. So yeah, I'm going to carry on with that anyway, see where we are. I think what's happening is I'm doing an outline for, you know, the beats of the story and the episode, the ones that are coming up, and then what should be 1 or 2 episodes end up being 4 episodes. So I don't know. I don't know how long this is going to be or where I am. we shall see. But I'm enjoying it. That's the main thing. I'm enjoying writing this. It's a lot of fun. So yeah. So until next time anyway, cheerio.